welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
This week is a diabetes week. We're going to talk a little bit about the class of drugs called sodium glucose cotransporter 2, abbreviated SGLT2 inhibitors. Just by way of a bigger background, that current treatments for diabetes type 2 center on a couple of goals. One is increasing insulin availability. This can be done either through direct insulin administration or through agents that promote the secretion of insulin. We can improve sensitivity to insulin. We can delay the delivery and absorption of carbohydrates from the GI tract. And lastly, we can increase urinary glucose excretion. It's this last group that we're going to talk about. These SGLT2 inhibitors reduce glucose by increasing urinary glucose excretion. They promote the renal excretion of glucose and thereby modestly lower elevated glucose levels in patients with type 2 diabetes. These SGLT2 inhibitors only lower plasma glucose by blocking reabsorption of filtered glucose, which falls as the plasma levels fall, right? So they don't usually cause hypoglycemia in the absence of therapies that would otherwise cause hypoglycemia. The last point is that these SGLT2 inhibitors are not considered initial therapy for most patients with type 2 diabetes, but big but here, the drugs are thought to have a positive effect on patients with coronary vascular disease and renal disease. So if insurance covers them, they might provide some additional benefits to our patients with type 2 diabetes. You found an article published in the American Heart Journal at the end of 2022. It starts on page 10, goes to page 22. It attempts to answer the clinical question, what effects do sodium glucose transporter 2 inhibitors have on mortality, cardiovascular outcomes, and renal outcomes in patients both with and without diabetes, heart failure, or kidney disease? Mark, should we be using these more often?
Well, this study is a meta-analysis, and they searched three databases, including the Cochrane Registry, and they also looked at the bibliographies of any identified studies. They even looked at abstracts of major cardiology meetings to try to find any study in any language that looked at the impact of SGLT2 inhibitor in patients with or without heart failure and with or without type 2 diabetes. They did the meta-analysis well according to kind of standard guidelines, assessed the quality of the evidence. Ultimately, they ended up finding 8 studies with just about 60,000 patients. 3 of the 8 studies included patients without diabetes. Overall, they found that treatment with an SGLT2 inhibitor compared to placebo did reduce the risk of all-cause mortality significantly. Hazard ratio was 0.84. Cardiovascular mortality was also reduced similarly, again, hazard ratio 0.84, and hospitalizations for heart failure were decreased. They also looked at a composite of renal outcomes, which included doubling of serum creatinine, which is more of a disease-oriented outcome, as well as kidney-related mortality, and that composite was also significantly reduced. The hazard ratio was 0.62. And I've looked at the study, and with most meta-analyses, you can sort of back-calculate what the absolute risk reduction is and what the number needed to treat is. The way they report the data, that's not possible. So I think we have to keep that in mind. The hazard ratio, it's a significant reduction, but judging the clinical importance, it probably is clinically important when you have a hazard ratio of 0.84, but it would have been nice to be able to calculate that. The mortality and the renal benefit, and this is the interesting part, is that these benefits were similar for patients with or without diabetes and for patients with or without heart failure. There was some heterogeneity among the study results. It was considered moderate for mortality, but low for heart failure, hospitalization, and the renal outcomes. So bottom line, SGLT2 inhibitors, which are the diabetes medicines ending with flozin like canagliflozin, dapagliflozin, empagliflozin, ertugliflozin, they reduce all-cause and cardiovascular mortality in patients regardless of the presence of type 2 diabetes, heart failure, or chronic kidney disease. Similar mortality reduction was seen in patients with diabetes, regardless of heart failure, and in patients with heart failure, regardless of diabetes. So they also seem to reduce the progression of renal disease. So really, it sounds like drugs we should be considering for our patients, not only with type 2 diabetes, but also patients with heart failure and renal disease. And so this may be expanding the indication for these drugs.
Are you suggesting that perhaps they would be useful in patients that don't have diabetes type 2, but have renal and heart disease?
Yeah, that's what the data would support. Again, I think we have to use our judgment. I think this is lumping together all of these drugs. And so there are other studies ongoing that are looking at the broader effects in terms of, you know, renal and vascular protection of these agents. There are lots of theoretical pathophysiologic mechanisms you can posit as to why this is happening. Ultimately, the important thing is the data and the mortality data in particular. And it was, you know, reasonably impressive that you did have significant reduction in all-cause mortality and that it was consistent with the reduction in cardiovascular mortality. So, yeah, we may be seeing a broadened indication for these.
Wow. I wonder how many of these are industry-sponsored trials. Boy, if they could get out of diabetes or add to diabetes, everyone with coronary artery disease and people with kidney disease, you know, that's a huge percentage of the population. What a marketing bonanza.
Well, pretty much every single one of these studies was industry funded. So that's certainly a limitation.
Very interesting. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, talk to you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.